How you been, man? You been good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm ready for Thursday night. What about you?
Hey, man, I'm always ready. You know what I mean? This is how we do it, baby. So, yeah, it's going down. And all the sexy ladies got to be in the building. And, hey, I've been doing this for 18, 19 years.
So, I was going to say, man, you don't need nobody to tell you how to do things on stage, man. Right. You already know what to do, man. And I've seen it up close and personal. So I already know how it's going down.
I appreciate it, bro. Yeah, everybody, if you ain't got the tickets, get them right now. Because it's real music, man. It's to the heart. It's, you know, it's that throwback. It's what you really love about music. So I'm bringing all that, you know?
Since we're talking about Throwback Thursday and all that, we're getting ready for that this Thursday at Voodoo inside Harris Casino. Like, tell me about some of your influences from back in the day that got you to want to be in the game.
Well, you know, my mom had me listen to Marvin Gaye. You know what I mean? Luther Vandross, Babyface. You know, the people that really put out that music that made you think. You know what I mean? And think about life and think about situations you're in. So, you know, I was big on that. And, you know, and just getting in the industry, man, it was, you got so many greats, such as Ron Isley, you know, man, just so many, bro. So, we, you know, I've been, you know, embedded with this R&B thing, and I just try to bring across what I learned to the industry, and hopefully that helps some of the youngsters as well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Last time I talked to you, you're getting ready to, or you say you were working on the album, getting ready to release the album hopefully soon. What's the status on that right now?
Oh, yeah. Right now, I'm still working on that album, and it's going to be crazy. Trust me.
What's the theme you're looking for right now with this upcoming album?
Well, you know, just basically trying to find the right, you know, mode and mood for real music. Again, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whether it's live, band, more, you know, talking about great topics about music. So, you know, that's why I'm right now. And it's going on. It's going really well. And hey, stay tuned.
Have you thought about experimenting with other genres, as far as like country or like, you know, like, well, you a know, soft rock song or something like that? I know you did Sailing. Yeah, that was one of my favorite '80s songs back in the day, which was different. But you did it smooth. You did it real smooth, though. I like how you did it. You didn't stray too far from it.
That's what you can't do that with remakes. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure you keep that element of what everybody remember, you know what I mean? And I just did the records just to see if I can, you know, try it out. And it worked for me. So big ups to, you know, my man Christopher Cross, who was the originator of that record.
Yes, yes.
And he emailed me and told me that was the best rendition he ever heard. So that was cool.
Nice, you know? Nice. Is that like one of the best compliments you ever got, or what's the biggest compliment you got from another peer?
Oh, man, I've had so many, you know what I'm saying? They probably don't even remember the stuff that they say, you know what I'm saying? It's been 19 years. But I heard Mary J. one time, before I went on stage, she said, you hardworking. You know you be working hard. And I'm like, wow, you know what I mean? That was years and years ago, you know what I mean? So the nature of it all is just, you know, getting that, you know, those compliments from your peers and understanding we all in the same situation, the same bed, man. We're just trying to give people something to live off of, give life, you know what I mean?
When you look back on your career now, do you have a favorite song or album now, or is it all of it, like, that's all my babies, I love them all the same, or is that
well,
one particular
know, you know
one?
What, you just nailed it, bro. It's hard because I'm a songwriter. So, you know what I mean? It'd be periods in life that you're going through something, or somebody else is going through something. So it's kind of hard, you know, if those points weren't in your life, then it wouldn't be real.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It wouldn't be part of life. So like everybody else out there that listen to my music, I feel the same way. Like, you know, it could be the My Thoughts album. Oh my God, I remember this song. I do the same thing. Yeah. When I listen to my music, I go back, oh my God, Making Good Love. I thought I was the sexiest person in the world. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's those periods of, you know, you'd be like, wow, this. So it's hard for me to, like, nail down just one out. You know what I mean? Because this is all periods.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if y'all going to be out there this Thursday night, we definitely turning up at Voodoo inside Harris. Get ready for that Throwback Thursday party. Yvonne's going to sing some of your favorites. I hope you sing Don't Say No, Say Yes. That's just me personally. if I get to put in requests, that's what I'm looking for. So it's going to be like Valentine's Day part two over here this Thursday night, huh?
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
All right. So, fellas, if you want to come through, you want to take your lady and make her happy this weekend, bring her on through. And ladies, come on through anyway. It's pretty much a ladies' night. We got Lavelle and Bluff City hitting the stage, and then Avant's gonna do his thing. Get those tickets online at kprs.com and holler at my man Avant online. Where you at again, Avant?
Yo, everybody hit me up at Avant Music. You know what I'm saying? That's me.
That's where it's at. Man, appreciate your time, and we're gonna turn up on Thursday.
Let's do it, baby.